Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Rob Sanders, a fabulous producer. There's just no argument about that. We appreciate that, taking care of 20 stations all at the same time. So we appreciate his focus on WKOK Sunrise at all times. On the news line with us now, Heather Schneider is back, health systems training specialist now, a former education specialist at Transitions of Pennsylvania. She's made a career out of this. Heather, a couple of more years and you're going to be a fixture up there. Real briefly here, this is a new title for you. Let's glance at that and then we'll dig into our content here.
Sure. Well, you know, it is a new title. It's a change for me, but all good. It's where I get to coordinate and collaborate our agency's medical advocacy program with the medical professionals in our healthcare communities. So I'm working with hospitals, urgent care facilities, working with the hospital SANE program, the sexual assault nurse examination program, drug and alcohol centers, pharmacies, doctor's offices, nursing schools, and students, emergency responders, everybody that's in the medical community.
Well, that sounds like a big job, and I know you hear a lot of yeses when you go into these places and talk about changes and opportunities and improvements, so we'll keep that going. We'll talk more about that in our second segment, though. I think we really should revisit that as our program goes on. Well, we got Human Trafficking Awareness Month is underway, and Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month is underway. So let's start out with human trafficking. You certainly have focused a lot of attention on that in the past few years. Tell us about, really define it. What is the nature of this locally and then the activities?
Well, human trafficking for us as a nonprofit organization that's really striving to make some systems changes here, you have to understand that it's not always what the movies and TV makes it out to be. It's exploiting a person through labor or sex for profit. And it can happen anywhere, and it does happen in our community. And I was looking at a report that over the past 3 years, we have even experienced convictions in for human trafficking. In Union County, we had 4 related cases in the past 3 years. And to our north, in Lycoming County, we've had 16. That have been convictions for human trafficking. And I think we're actually getting to the point where we're moving past just having awareness to where we're having understanding. And that's the theme that we're really trying to move forward here and say, okay, let's get past the awareness and let's move to understanding. We need to know how things happen. You know, traffickers, especially in our area, it's usually somebody that knows the victim. They're targeting the vulnerable people, somebody that's maybe already experiencing the violence in their surroundings, maybe past or current sexual abuse, poverty, addictions, either witnessing or experiencing addictions. And they're manipulating this person through force, fraud, and coercion. They're lying to them. They're promising them things that never happen, you know, maybe even promising them a loving relationship or furthering their education. Whatever it takes for a trafficker to manipulate a victim, that's what they'll do.
And once trafficking has happened, what are the victims forced to do? What is this? Maybe it's a captivity or prostitution. Where are we at in terms of what happens to victims locally when we're talking about this?
Well, locally, they're forced into sexual servitude. They're required to perform sex acts or labor acts, work in environments, and get paid very little or nothing at all. For trafficking, for sex trafficking victims, they don't see a dime. They're forced to, they're sold, they're forced to perform sexual acts, and totally, completely against their will. And they go from one to the next to the next. And the person, and sometimes even the establishment, like the hotel or motel, profits financially from that.
All right. So what is happening in terms of further spreading the awareness? Here's one element right here, the fact that we're talking about it again. So that's one thing. What else is happening to spread the word about this?
Well, and we're having a town meeting in our agency, which is on January 26th. It's at 7 p.m., and you can check out our Facebook page for more information. It's going to be a Zoom, but it's going to be aired over Facebook Live, so we'll be streaming it that way. And it's an opportunity for people, instead of us setting the stage and giving our standard information about this, we're giving people a chance to ask questions. You know, so many times when we try to bring understanding and awareness to this, people become aware, then they become horrified. And then all sorts of things happen there. And then when things level out, then they want to know how to help. So spreading correct information, because last year we had a very successful event that we talked about the myths, the misunderstandings, and the misinformation. And what happens when that information gets out there? You flood agencies like ours, like police departments, the National Human Trafficking Hotline, even, with false reports, and then it's manpower to investigate those false reports when actual victims are not receiving the services that they need. And it also, false reports mislead policymakers into believing in supporting solutions that really bear little relationship to the problem.
All right. Other things, the town meeting, tell us who's going to be on that panel, and then some other activities or things that will call attention to Human Trafficking Awareness Month. And we're talking to Heather Schneider from Transitions of PA.
Well, we're working on still confirming some of the individuals. I will, of course, be on the panel, and some advocates from our agency will be there in a supporting role. And we just want people to be able to ask questions so that we can, to the best of our ability, answer those questions and get correct information out there so that people have a strong, solid understanding of what's going on around us. We hear so much of, you know, what's going on nationally and globally, and I think we need to really hear some of the facts. And of course, without disclosing too much information and violating confidentiality of victims, we do really want to be able to inform people of what's going on around us.
Okay, so that'll be coming up, and we'll pay attention to your Facebook page. I know occasionally you just have informational posts there that kind of spread the word. Anything else about Human Trafficking Awareness Month we want to call attention to? The town meeting is January 26th. Some additional remarks about that.
Well, just keep monitoring our Facebook page for more information. We'll have everything finalized here in the next few days. It's something, you know, we'd like to do things in person, and we wanted to really try to be able to do something that would bring our communities together and get a visual on some things. But of course, you know, we're not able to do that yet, and so we're setting up the best we can with virtual connections. And we just want people to be able to understand and ask their questions. So many times they'll see something, and, you know, we want people to trust their gut instinct. If something doesn't seem right, if something seems off, that's probably because it is. So trust your instinct. We want to be able to share with people how to report, the phone numbers to call, our hotline. You know, call our hotline, 1-800-850-7948. Go to our website and search out some information. We have some great information there and on our Facebook page. There's the National Human Trafficking Hotline. That's 888-3737-888. And for victims that, you know, there's an immediate need when a victim or survivor reaches out for services. And of course, the emergency things are, they want to feel safe. They need housing, clothes, food. If it's a minor, they need legal guardianship. The short and long-term needs are advocacy, training for life skills, trauma counseling, medical care, substance abuse treatment, education, financial assistance, you know, things like that, that our community really has to really pull away from the stereotypical kind of thought process and really dive into what these victims need and understand how to help.
All right, just a moment left. So let's mention that it is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month really quick, and then we'll take that up in greater length at 7:40.
Well, Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month is in February, and we produced and put together with the help of a local production company a video 5 years ago that actually we first had a showing of in February, and we held it at the campus theater and in Lewisburg, and it was really well received. And we use this as a training tool and a program in school districts to talk to students about healthy choices, healthy relationships. And so February 28th at 7 p.m., we will be doing this virtually again, but we will be celebrating the fifth anniversary for that video and that curriculum and that program, and we'll be able to talk about teen dating violence awareness, the effects, and what you can do to raise awareness and educate teenagers on how to handle potentially abusive relationships.
And where can anybody watch that video if they so choose?
Well, that again, we're going to try the Zoom link, and then it'll be live streamed on Facebook.
All right, so we'll pay attention to that. Thank you so much. Stand by, Heather. I'm going to put you on hold. You can stay there, or we'll park you there, or you can check back in, call back in. Heather Schneider is checking in from Transitions of PA. She's now their health systems training specialist, previously an education specialist at Transitions of PA. More information about everything we've discussed, or at least the phone numbers to contact them at transitionsofpa.org.
This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you again for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center could not be fabulous, sir. I can't imagine what he would do, but he takes great care of us, so we're very appreciative of that. Back on the news line now with Heather Schneider, Health Systems Training Specialist at Transitions of PA, transitionsofpa.org. If you have any questions or you want to sign up for their town meeting that's associated with the Human Trafficking Awareness Month activities, stay tuned to their Facebook page as well, Transitions of PA. We started to talk about February being Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month and the Had Enough video. So start back on that topic. Teen Violence Awareness Month is next month. So tell us why that is observed and what some of the activities associated with that will be.
Well, once again, we just want to, well, first of all, Happy New Year, Mark. We've not talked this whole year yet, so. But anyways, you know, Had Enough, it's very important. It was a script that I wrote, and then we decided to take this script and turn it into a video production with a curriculum that could be used in school districts to educate teenagers how to handle potentially abusive relationships. And we worked with Steve Gibson and his team with their production company to really pull this together to be an 18-minute cliffhanger. And what it is it really depicts and demonstrates healthy relationships versus unhealthy relationships. And we had our first showing 5 years ago, next month. It will be the fifth anniversary for that whole complete project. And we have used it hundreds, probably even thousands of times in the 5 years that it's been out there. And sad to say that much of the information is still the same. When we talk to kids and we talk about how the video sort of does have an ending but doesn't have an ending, and you know, and you'll have to tune in to see what I'm talking about with that, because I don't want to put out any spoiler alert. But we are doing that February 28th at 7 p.m. It will be over a Zoom, but then the Zoom link will be live streamed on our Facebook page.
And that will be, everybody will be able to watch that. Will there be a panel discussion or some other things that will be associated with that?
Yes. There's going to be a brief intro, then the showing of the video, and then a chance for some dialogue and conversation about, you know, some people were hoping to have some maybe statements from, we're trying to get in touch with some of the actors and actresses that were in the video and made it so successful. and the production company themselves hopefully will be a part of the panel, and we'll talk a little bit about the impact of that and just how it even staff for us at Transitions watching these kids step up and be part of this project and the energy that they put into this and the convincing roles, it gives me goosebumps just thinking about it.
And that is a re-showing of the Had Enough video that debuted 5 years ago. Teen Dating Violence is the topic. Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month is why we're talking about this with Heather Schneider, the of Transitions of PA. When we talk about teen dating violence, what are we talking about? How, sort of set the scene. Why does this have to be a brought up topic?
Well, because so early on in our relationships, and obviously in the younger years when you're just starting to date and you're just starting to go out or like or talk to an individual that you have an interest in, our behaviors and things that we develop early on in those relationships we carry over into our adult relationships. And so working with teenagers to help them understand, positive behaviors and what's acceptable and what's unacceptable and how to seek out and reach out for support services to make better choices in relationships and to understand that when things do start to happen in a relationship, that as much as the abusive individual wants the victim to believe that everything is going south because it's their fault, no one has the right to put their hands on another person to be abusive, whether it's verbal, whether it's mental, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, whether it's sexual. Nobody has the right to have that power and control over another person. We just want to educate individuals starting out in relationships about the power and control that some individuals try to have over others, and that what techniques and tactics you can use to get out of those relationships safely. We all know that, violence in relationships escalates when an abuser feels they're losing that power and control over their victim.
Well, I think you start to get a glimpse, too, the worst-case scenarios, but you start to get a glimpse of healthy and fulfilling relationships that can develop, among young teens or adults. So that I think
exactly.
That's a great example and a great message throughout all of this. Other observances or activities on Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month? I know we just pay attention to your Facebook page. Pin it to the top of your feed so that you're current during some of these early months of the year. Anything else happening next month that we should be noteworthy of?
Well, always we do Facebook posts, everything on social media. So please go to our Facebook page, Transitions of PA, and like us and follow us to get information, to get current statistics, current events, information that's really pertinent to the topics that we as an agency provide services. We're a comprehensive crime victim center. We're a crisis center that provides advocacy, empowerment, and education to victims, survivors, families, and the communities to end patterns of violence and abuse. So if you go to our Facebook page and like us and jump on our website every now and then to take a peek at some things, we've got some great hiring opportunities too. So there's a lot going on at Transitions right now.
A worker shortage there too. Oh my gosh. Well, or maybe just routine openings. Hard to say what it is. Yeah, you're doing a fabulous job, and I think a lot of people are aware that you're out there for a wide range of things. So yeah, go to Transitions of PA.org. Check out the whole page. You can dwell there. There's a quick escape key, too, if you want to click on that. And
yep.
So you can look at something else promptly if you so choose. All right. You are now carrying a new name tag around. It's the Health Systems Training Specialist. You're going to be working with, law enforcement, hospitals, doctors, and anybody else involved in the healthcare industry. Explain what your new thrust will be as you take on this new task.
Well, I'm excited to really jump right in. Monday was my first official day in this new position, a health systems training specialist, and it's to be able. I'm really going to work with the medical professionals and the healthcare communities to coordinate and collaborate our agency's medical advocacy program with it, integrated within their system. And it's to improve the response of healthcare providers to victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. I'm going to provide outreach, education, awareness, understanding presentations, trainings. There's just, we're going to be able to provide assistance. We're going to be, you know, an extra resource in doctors' offices, you know, to help and educate emergency responders, go in and work with nursing schools and students and pharmacies and drug and alcohol treatment centers, urgent care facilities. You know, we have a strong connection with the hospitals in our three county service area, and you know, with EVAN and their sexual assault nurse examination program, we really have formed a positive partnership, and it's just incredible. And so we're really doing a lot, but there's a lot more that we can do to promote and improve the response to clients that present in the healthcare providers with domestic violence, with sexual assault, and with human trafficking.
And is this a field where we are still trying to get the word out about anything? Is there new ground to cover? Is there some new information? I mean, social media seems to have changed everything pretty rapidly. Is there new information that needs to get out to all the medical professionals and the folks who work with them?
Well, there's always new information, and a lot surrounds trauma that victims face with their experiences. You know, in some cases, there's traumatic brain injury. There's the response that the victim has to healthcare providers that are attempting to help with care and things like that. And sometimes medical professionals, they understand we're not here to train them in their profession. Obviously, they're the experts. They're the ones providing the care. But just helping them to coordinate and understand perhaps maybe why a victim is responding a particular way to, you know, the doctor's bedside manner, or they're fearful of working with a male physician or a male nurse wanting a female nurse, or vice versa. You know, it's one of those things where we just want to be able to improve the response that healthcare providers will give those particular individuals.
All right, well, we will open up the microphone to you at any time, or whomever replaces you at education specialist title. You have an open mic any time. Anything else to add to our discussion, Heather?
Well, I just want to say we have great momentum heading into 2022. We're really just doing all the same things we have been doing. We're maybe doing them a little differently, but we're still, you know, trying to work throughout our three-county service area to bring awareness about domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, implement the necessary changes, and serve these victims to the best of our ability with the services that we can. You know, especially since January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, moving past awareness and really getting to where we're having discussions about understanding what human trafficking is, you know, all the how, what, where, when, whys of things. And, you know, since Pennsylvania enacted the comprehensive anti-trafficking legislation in 2014, our Commonwealth and our area in particular have seen great achievements. Over the past 8 years, there's been 61 convictions for trafficking on a state level. And so there's still a lot to go. There's still a lot to do. 20 years ago next month is the first that Polaris, which operates the National Human Trafficking Hotline, opened its doors. And we've really made great strides, but, you know, creating awareness was an urgent undertaking, and we feel we've started to really tackle that. And just, we have to remember that all this is about the powerful exploiting the vulnerable for profit, and that's not acceptable. So the more conversations we have, and the more we spread correct information and stay away from the myths and the misunderstandings and the misinformation, the better off our services will be, and the better we'll be able to provide those services to the victims in Union Snyder and Northumberland County.
All right, well, we'll have to leave it there. Well, we thank you so much for all the information and the helpful. We're going to look to see you on Zoom on January 26th for the Human Trafficking Awareness Month observation, and then on February 28th, 7 p.m. on Zoom and Facebook, on both accounts on Facebook, both of those. Thank you so much, Heather. Do stay in touch.
I will. Thank you.
That is Heather Snyder, Health Systems Training Specialist, now at Transitions of PA, transitionsofpa.org.